We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, whatever you miss, John and Ken on demand. It's the podcast on the iHeart app.
Yeah, and in 15 minutes, stand by for another keyword. We're still giving out cash. You have a chance to win. Just follow the instructions after you hear the word in about 15 minutes here on the John and Ken Show. Now, the most important part of the story we're going to do is contained in like a paragraph or so here in the El Segundo Times. What this is in reference to is the fact that L.A. County D.A. George Gascon announced yesterday he's investigating hotels who may be hiring brand new migrants who are apparently are arriving in L.A. on buses from Texas, and they end up in downtown L.A. near Skid Row, sometimes homeless. Well, the hotels have a problem because there's a lot of striking workers. So they've apparently employed agencies to maybe go out and recruit the migrants to fill the jobs.
Right from Skid Row.
And here's the part I want to read. Refugees and asylum seekers are legally allowed to seek work in the U.S. Federal labor law allows employers to hire replacement workers during unfair labor practice strikes and economic strikes. But unions typically condemn the use of these so-called scab labor. So what's the violation here?
There is no violation.
Then why is Gascon involved?
He's just grandstanding. That's all. Yeah. He's full of crap. Anyway, you know, he's
had a big news conference yesterday, standing there with the union workers.
He's trolling for union votes to try to save his sorry ass.
Oh, yeah, right. Next year's primary.
Right. Primary is just 4 months away. So, yeah, he wants to, do a goodie for the unions.
He says he's concerned about, you'll love this, John, potential wage theft. It's your favorite.
Wage theft.
And violations of child labor law is what he's going to be looking
yeah,
at.
Yeah, wage theft.
Wage theft.
I remember when I was a kid, I had a paper route, right? And sometimes a guy wouldn't pay. And I'd stand on his lawn screaming, wage theft, wage theft. You owe me $2.
It's harsh. It says here that some of the migrants on Skid Row have been recruited in recent weeks to work at unionized hotels in Santa Monica and near the airport.
You know what? I bet you all these unions were all for the illegal immigration, right?
Oh,
all
for the migrants. And for having people like migrants... And then diversify our workforce.
Right, right. And then going to be future union workers, because a lot of the current union workers started out as illegal aliens and migrants. But what's funny is if someone intelligent told these union leaders, I don't think you want all this illegal immigration because they're going to undercut wages at some point. Well, that's racist and xenophobic. No,
that's right. Now it's literally happening.
And now it's exactly how the market works. This crowd has been striking for months. They don't want to work. They refuse to work. And so the hotels go, hey, we got to stay in business. We got these migrants literally on Skid Row willing to work real cheap. See ya. That'll break the strike. That'll bust everything up.
15,000 workers have begun intermittent strikes at 60 Southern California hotels. It started in early July.
Yeah.
It kind of comes and goes. I can't even keep track
because
of it anymore.
They want so much money. The hotels either can't afford it or they won't afford it because they know there are so many new laborers that have poured into the city. I mean, Greg Abbott is supplying the hotels with a new workforce.
Right. They want to completely undo the old supply and demand rules of labor. And, of course, when it comes to your wages, it's the same thing. What is the supply of people that can work at that skill level? How much should you pay them? They want to completely undo that. That's why Newsom signed that dopey fast food minimum wage bill. And he said the same thing. Oh, those days are gone when it used to be a high school kid who worked at the fry basket to get some experience in the real world. These are families with children and mortgages and other family members living with them, grandmas. No. That still doesn't make it right that you have to completely upend how it works in the labor market.
That is a communist economic system. In a capitalist economic system, which they all hate and they're trying to destroy, the market sets the prices. What is the work worth? Well, how much are people, the employer will always see how little they can pay workers. Their motive is profit. The worker's motivation is to make the most they can, but if there is an abundance of labor for that job,
Easily replaceable.
That'll depress the wages. If there's a shortage of labor for that job, then the price goes up. But that is the market. It's very fluid.
Yes.
And so what they have found is these people who work in hotels, most of these jobs anybody can do, very replaceable. So, yeah, the new migrants will do it. They'll do it cheaper. And the hotels say, great, more profit for us.
The El Segundo Times said 11 people living at the Skid Row shelter confirmed. They were hired at hotels where employees were protesting outside. Most had migrated from Venezuela or Colombia. They didn't want to give their names. They said, well, yeah, there were heavy cleaning loads and long hours. But you know what? They said they were paid $19 an hour.
Yeah.
You know what that's like to somebody coming from Venezuela or Colombia to be paid $19 an hour in the U.S.?
Yeah. And that's supposed to be some kind of minimum wage, too. There's a pastor named Frank Wolf. He's been greeting migrants who arrive on the buses from Texas.
The buses, right,
Listen to this. They were exhausted and they were tired and they were scared when they came to Los Angeles. It's heart-wrenching to find out some of these very workers that we welcomed on those buses are now being exploited. They're not being exploited. They're given $19 an hour jobs.
They want the job, yeah. They're homeless.
Same crowd said,
this is what we preach. If you're homeless, go get a job and make your way in the world to find a place to live.
These same hypocrites. There's a lot of hypocrisy being exposed this week by these foolish progressives.
Yeah, there is,
between
really.
Israel and Palestine in this issue. You say we must make LA a sanctuary city. Let the migrants come here to work. So they show up to work. First, you bitch about Greg Abbott sending them here. But Abbott's clear. It's like Texas, not sanctuary. LA, sanctuary. Okay, so he sends a bus here. Oh, this is outrageous. I can't believe this is cruel. Then they get off the bus, and first thing, they get jobs at a hotel for $19 an hour. Whoa, they're getting exploited.
How dare they work?
You are so full of cow manure. You are so full of your own poop. Honestly.
Now, there is a middleman here. Apparently, staffing agencies are working the hires. I like this quote from Aline Espinoza, who's listed as a registered agent for staffing agencies. Said, our company works with many different types of people that come from our local community. We work hard on a daily basis to incorporate as many people as possible into the labor market under competent, dignified, and just conditions. Speaking, I guess, about the hotels.
Go back to the first paragraph you read. They're legally allowed to seek work in the U.S. Federal law allows employers to hire replacement workers during unfair labor practice strikes and economic strikes. Right. And the unions complain about it, but who cares? Go ahead and complain. You're not working. The union people are standing out in the street, not working, not doing anything productive. So other people who are grateful to be in America, grateful to have a $19 an hour job, they show up and do your work. So why don't you join them instead of standing out, waving a stupid sign and chanting some stupid rhyme? That's useless. And they've learned to live without you for now, what, from July, August, September, October, 4 months?
They were talking about cooks, room attendants, dishwashers, servers, bellmen, and front desk agents.
It's so hard to find a cook, right?
That's probably more skilled position than the other ones I mentioned.
Bellhop?
Yeah, bellman,
Hard front desk. Hard to find a guy who's going to carry bags to your room. Hey, maybe we should go to Yale, get some of those... some of those
PhD.
Masters. Yeah, some of the PhDs. Yeah, maybe they can carry the bags. It's a very specialized industry. Jesus.
All right. When we return, first thing you're going to hear pretty much is the keyword. That's your chance to get some money. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. Well, we'll stop the show for a minute. We just heard from the vegan. Deborah Mark is just on vacation. She'll be back. Is it next week she's coming back?
I think so.
Yeah.
I actually thought she was back tomorrow, and when she wasn't, I thought, I guess her time off is 2 weeks.
She claims some listeners are sending me emails and messages on social media asking if I still work at KFI.
Well, there's always obsessive idiot people, but it's also that nobody's saying things like, you know, when we're out, somebody always goes, we're in for John and Ken today.
I did for a few days.
Sandy's not saying it either, so people don't really know
few days I said in for Deborah Mark, Sandy Wells has got the news.
Oh, that's true. You have been saying
But then I got tired of doing that. It's just too long.
The newsroom thought you were excluding Sandy and just calling him Deborah.
But would you mind if I did that? I'll just call you Deborah and...
No, that's fine.
Most of the listeners won't know the difference.
Does that happen on weekends?
They'll just let it fly. You know.
Okay. I like what Ray's response, though. Ray's response was, you don't. No one told you.
Yeah, he's always quick with a nasty line. Let me be the first. Oh, boy. All right, so that's it. We're officially announced. She's coming back.
She's still working. Do not panic.
She must have had a little downtime on her vacation right now. Bother with that.
Got tired.
Of course, she is the social media queen, so she's checking all these kinds of things.
Yeah, got tired of looking at leaves in Vermont. So,
we're just talking about the striking hotel workers and the outrageous news that the migrants who are freshly arrived in Los Angeles from Texas, from parts like Venezuela, and they're replacing them while they're on strike. The hotels have been making do, finding other temporary people or making management fill in. So they said, well, you know what? Maybe we ought to widen our employment base. So they sent the agency to start finding migrants in downtown LA.
You go on strike when almost anybody who can stand up could take your job. I mean, you could probably get little kids to do some of these jobs.
This takes us back to the same thing we've been talking about for years. When you bring in a lot of immigration, illegal and illegal, and you have a lot of poorer, unskilled workers who already have families and can't go to college or high school even. So they have to take these jobs and try to support a household. That's what's happened. That's it.
Immigrants always drive down the cost of labor. Always. That's why the U.S. lets in millions of immigrants, because the business owners,
they like it,
and they bribe the Republican Party to keep the border open. Most Republican politicians have played this game for 30 years. They lie to the public and talk tough on immigration. But then when it comes time to vote or try to get policy actually maneuvered through the system, they go radio silent. They never actually get any immigration restrictions passed. They never do. Because they are bribed by big business. I mean, the classic case was that bozo David Dreyer, the congressman that we chased after years ago.
Political
human sacrifice. He was the classic. That guy, Dreyer, would come on our show, and he'd waste 20 minutes bloviating with a soliloquy about getting tough on Mexico and Central America.
Oh, but he also said, we have to get them up to speed and give them aid.
Sure.
Yeah, we're always billions.
We're going to remake their countries and
the
their
politicians
culture.
Steal any money that goes that way.
And then you start looking at his voting record, and he was the biggest con man, liar, hypocrite that ever existed.
I don't know where he is today. I don't know. I mean, he stopped running for Congress years
selling
ago.
Selling strawberries on the exit ramp on the 110.
With Gary Condit,
yeah. They opened up a little vegetable stand there.
Speaking of hacks, Adam Schiff. Are you familiar with that name? He's running for the U.S. Senate. And, of course, he's a longtime California Democratic congressman from the Burbank area. He's decided to try to sidle up to the unions by introducing a federal bill that would allow people on strike to collect unemployment money. Now, as you know, Gavin Newsom did not sign the state bill. He refused. They did pass the state bill in Sacramento to make striking workers eligible for unemployment. And we're looking, of course, right now at that writers-actors strike as one of the big stories that was going on. But he said no. So here comes Schiff. It's called the Empowering Striking Workers Act of 2023. Workers would be able to collect unemployment pay after 2 weeks on strike. Workers would be eligible for unemployment benefits starting on the date a lockout begins, when the employer hired permanent replacement workers, or if the worker became unemployed after a strike or a lockout ends, whichever is earlier. I like the way they term that, though, a lockout. Sometimes it's if you're on strike, you're the one that's locking out. You've decided that you're not going to...
You've locked yourself out.
Yeah. You've decided you're not showing up for work because you're demanding better wages or benefits.
Like they,
and of course, big sponsors of the bill include SAG-AFTRA, the Writers Guild, the Teamsters, AFL-CIO, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? It's fascinating.
The odds, though, that the bill will pass with the Republicans controlling the House, pretty slim.
Yeah, he's another
one. He just did it to grandstand. He's running for Senate.
Yeah, he's another one. He's like Gascon. Both of them are trolling for union votes. So Gascon is doing a phony investigation into worker abuse at the hotels. And this guy, Schiff, is doing a phony bill that wouldn't pass in 1,000 years with the current makeup of Congress.
Right.
And by the way, how about this? If you go on strike, think it through. Because the strike might go on for a long time, and now you're looking for investigations into your replacement workers. You're looking for taxpayer-paid subsidies. You're looking to force businesses to refund the unemployment insurance. I mean, you want money from someone else because you chose not to work anymore. You didn't like the deal, and you had that right to strike, and you may be right to strike, but you still chose that path, and that means no more money.
Yeah. And then there's the alleged reason Newsom vetoed the bill. California's state unemployment fund debt is projected to be $20 billion by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And the debt is we owe the feds. Right. California borrowed billions of dollars from the federal government to cover unemployment benefits. That goes back to that whole pandemic fiasco when we paid out a lot of fraud.
That's right. Yeah. We're every fraudster and scammer in the world. You know what? I'm reading a book on the crypto industry.
Oh, wow.
And I go on about it for a while. It's a fascinating book. But one of the things that hit me in this book is there is a pool of thousands, maybe tens of thousands or more of scammer guys. And they move from one opportunity to the next. Like during the COVID years, it was the unemployment benefits that all these states were giving away.
Right.
And so they flood the system with all kinds of phony applications that knowing the government's not going to be vetting the applications, or if they do, the investigation will be years down the road and you'll have moved on. Right? You won't be traceable.
Right.
Then they moved into crypto. And they knew crypto was largely a scam. But you know what? Again, you could bet on it for a while. You could make fake coins. You could do all kinds of nonsense, set up banks in the Bahamas, the whole bit, and you get away with it. And then by the time the government figures it out, because the bureaucrats are all confused, and, oh, I don't know, this takes too long, you move on. You go somewhere else. And that's what they do.
Right.
And it's a floating pool of thousands of scammers. And they're always there, usually when the government is giving away free money.
All right. When we return, this is great. And they're back-to-back stories we're going to kind of combine. Call it the ever-changing California approach to climate change, the environment, what's good for us, what's not. Where do you hear these stories? John and Ken, KFI AM 640.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, we return now to one of our favorite topics on the John and Ken show over the years, cow farts and belches. Yeah, you heard me correct. Cow farts and belches. California is America's daily dairy capital. 1.7 million cows produced about $10 billion worth of milk last year.
There's another gallon right there.
With their farts and their belches, they emit carbon dioxide, methane. 23 million tons, they say, in 2020. I don't know how exactly they measure that.
Carbon dioxide comes out of the front end, and the methane comes out of the back end.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know.
So they've obsessed over this for a number of years. They do believe that in California, a significant amount of methane emissions is coming from the dairy industry. So years ago, they came up with an idea. And the headline is, let's give climate credits for cow poop. Well, the idea of that was to say to the dairy farmers, you collect, I guess, the farts and the belches, and we can turn them into natural gas.
Biogas. Dairy biogas is what it's called.
However, as you might have guessed by now, they're thinking about phasing out the program because they don't want the biogas. They believe that's also not good for the climate environment in California. About half of the state's methane emissions come from dairy and livestock. So collecting the gases, wafting off of manure, keeps them out of the atmosphere.
Doesn't that make it turn around
and provides this natural gas or biogas fuel.
Why did they think you would get a different emission? It's the same product. You just rearrange the molecules.
This is what I said in introducing this story. The ever-evolving... Years ago, they were just... It was a war on coal, right?
Well, or was
they thought they thought natural gas was a good alternative. Remember, you'd see trucks and some stations...
It is.
...where you could have an NGV, a natural gas vehicle. They're now in recent years, no. Natural gas is no good either.
Because they become religious zealots with zero tolerance.
Yeah, all got to go.
You can't have a single carbon
everything
dioxide.
Everything has to be electric, and everything has to come from wind and solar.
I read the other day that eventually this crowd's going to go after electric cars because the electric cars leave a big carbon footprint just in the manufacturing. Of the car.
And that's where you said eventually it's just to get us out of all cars.
No. There are groups that are headed towards that. They're behind the 15-minute city idea where everything is within 15 minutes to walk or bike to.
Right.
And that's what they want to that's their ultimate promised land that they want to reach. It's never going to happen. But no, electric cars are just a temporary stopgap the way natural gas was a temporary stopgap.
So, unlike other greenhouse gases, it says in this story at CalMatters, methane breaks down in about a decade. So that's why they're focused on this and they want to phase out the climate credits. But, you know, we're still going to have the cows and they're still going to fart and belch. What do you want them to do?
Well, you know what they want? They want to ban meat and milk. You know, the real fanatics insist that we should all be vegans. The true believers, the ones who will die for the cause, we shouldn't.
So does that mean there'll be a black market for meat? You'll have to go to some guy in a dark alley to get a cut of steak?
I know a guy for that, too.
To the dark web you go to find a burger?
People are going to be raising cows indoors.
Some bacon?
I like to read about all the fringe elements. Yeah. And these fringe elements, you know, some of them eventually had their day in the sun. And there are plenty of groups who they actually believe that I just read a quote yesterday by one of these characters. It would be better off if humans didn't exist.
Oh, I know. You told me that humans are responsible for every environmental ill.
That's right. That's right. And he said it as an aside in a piece that this nut wrote. But there's a real belief in this, and they try to convince people not to have children. And
dinosaurs once ruled the earth, and that's gone. So maybe the humans will pass on.
We're gonna blow ourselves up. It might happen in a month.
The companion story to this, which is another lesson in California's ever-evolving look at what affects the environment or the climate, years ago. When they started, because of the drought, they started the war on people with grass lawns.
Yes.
This is years ago. They were recommending you get a synthetic lawn. If you don't like to put rocks and succulents in your... get synthetic lawns. Well, that's over too.
See?
Governor Newsom just signed a bill banning so-called forever chemicals in plastic products. And he said he passed on a chance to limit the use of it. He vetoed a bill that would have banned them from synthetic lawns. But they also did sign a bill that would ban synthetic lawns in certain businesses or synthetic turf. Mm-hmm. They're worried about the health risks created by the chemicals present in the synthetic turfs, including perfluoral alkyl and polyfluoral alkyl substances, also known as good old PFAS.
What did they think this stuff was made from? I was kind of funny because this crowd's always pushing organic this you know, and vegan that. And then it's like, you mean the synthetic fake grass, there's chemicals in it? It's like, yeah, by definition.
It's so manufactured. What he did was, he vetoed the big bill that would have banned the chemicals from the lawns, but he did sign a bill that allows cities and counties to ban artificial turf. And some are already moving that way, including Millbrae in San Mateo County and San Marino in LA County. They're going to take that step and ban you from
Is there no end to these busybodies? These bunch of nags. They're such an irritating crowd. When are people going to get fed up with the nags and the busybodies telling them what to do? Now, you can't have grass. You can't water the grass. You have to get a synthetic lawn. No, you can't have a synthetic lawn. Is dirt okay?
So when I looked at the story, I said, well, what's the concern? If I rub my nose in the synthetic turf for like every day for 10 years, I'm well, they're worried about toxic runoff from it, I guess, the chemicals.
Toxic runoff. Really? We have 70,000 people defecating in the street, and all that toxic runoff goes into the ocean. Look what they did to the Bologna wetlands. Yeah, they're so full of it. It's about controlling our lives. They're power freaks.
We'll return in a few minutes. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, you know, we were talking about hotel workers earlier this hour. This is the striking hotel workers in Southern California. This is up in the Bay Area, and it's not about striking hotel workers. The Ritz-Carlton, which is a very nice chain of hotels, considered higher end. Well, they have a lawsuit. And it's one of these good old stories where a man could maybe not control himself. There is a woman that says that she stayed at a Ritz-Carlton at Half Moon Bay. This is going back to November of 2022, claiming they paid $800 a night for a birthday weekend. And when they came back to the room from an outing one night, they noticed that they didn't have any water. So they called the front desk and said, could you please have some water delivered to the room? And sure enough, an employee came to their door with 5 Ritz-Carlton labeled water bottles. She drank it, and then she thought that doesn't taste right. Anybody have an idea what happened? It was defiled.
Bodily emissions?
The man made a deposit. Yes, that's what the claim is. I know. It seems to happen every year that somebody...
You know what the lawsuit says? Here's the paragraph in the lawsuit. One of the hotel's employees ejaculated his semen into a Ritz-Carlton labeled water bottle, delivered it to Jane and John Doe's room, and Jane Doe then drank the semen-contaminated water before she realized it had been defiled by a criminal deviant.
They claim that the hotel sent the water bottle to a laboratory for analysis. And then around January 12th of this year, a claims adjuster called to say the test had revealed that the fluid in the water bottle had been defiled with semen. So they're saying that the hotel, apparently she's saying all they offered her was like some free nights. a few measly Marriott reward points.
Oh, you get points?
Yeah, points. That would seem to be.
You get points.
That's what they offered her.
Oh, I've stayed at Marriott's. I never noticed that in the offer.
So she's claiming, you know, the lawsuit claims that they will not turn over the water bottle, and they can't this way find out who the employee is.
Right.
Could be doing this again to other people.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was a 50-50 shot. The husband could have drank it, too.
He could have, right. I don't know whether he deposited in all 5 bottles or the unlucky one she grabbed. The sheriff's office did say the department conducted a welfare check because a woman claimed she drank a bottle with water that tasted like chlorine. Would that be what happens?
I don't know. I have no experience.
But why? And what's the? I mean, if this guy did this, what's the jolly he gets out of this? I mean, he's not there to see her drink. I don't really.
I don't know. You've had coworkers do this in offices, right? where
yes, that's and know, sometimes it was a janitor. Remember,
right?
A janitor
well, yeah, but
took the woman's water bottle off the desk.
He picks out He picks out a favorite in the office, and this, I guess, makes him crazy. He defiles the water, and then knows that she drank out of the bottle.
And is that a prank you tell your coworkers, or you just do that solo?
I think you do that for your own personal pleasure.
I see. And in this case, like I said, you'd have to vicariously.
Yeah, I think there are guys. Yeah, they get that. That's very exciting for them.
No, that's really sad.
That's when they get home.
They need a more active life.
Yeah, they do. They're not getting enough activity. So is Conway coming in? Oh, you know, there's like a big ruckus going on in the hallway. Conway, Thompson.
I saw Matt Money Smith in there.
Yeah, yeah, they're all.
Oh, well, we'll just bow out.
Yeah,
we're
just sitting here waiting for you guys to, you know, wander in. Apparently a lot of hysteria in the hall.
This is your 1 minute. And we're about to go.
Yeah.
It was a limousine story that broke down. You ever been in a limo that broke down?
No.
Oh. Well, you go with the high-end service.
Well, I pay for good limos.
Yeah, there's a service here where everybody has a story about him. All right. Alex Michelson's calling us from China. From China. He's with...
What time is it in China right now?
It's 7 a.m.
Oh, okay.
So you add 3 hours and flip the a.m. p.m., I think.
I don't think... Maybe.
It's 6:56 a.m. in Beijing right now.
Yeah, so you add 3 hours.
I thought he just made that up.
No.
That was great.
Conway's a savant.
Yeah, that's right. The only thing I know is he carries
all 24 time zones in his
head. That's right. That was impressive, though, John. That was impressive. Give the guy some credit.
I didn't even know there were 24 time zones. Give Cobell credit.
How about this? There's more than 24. There's some that are split in half in New Zealand.
We could spend the rest of the night on this.
That's true.
And we might. I'm intrigued.
What time is it in Israel? Take 2 hours off the clock, so... 2 o'clock, flip the a.m. p.m. It's 2 a.m. I can tell you any time zone in the world.
There aren't some time zones that are half hour.
Yes,
right now,
yeah,
right?
They split them. Yeah,
but George Carlin made a joke about that years ago.
Yeah.
So I was young, so I thought this is the
first thing I've discovered you're an expert on.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Besides gambling?
What?
Yeah. Maybe you haven't heard the horse racing stories.
Yes, that's really.
That's right. Hey, we got the Louisiana, that super fog rolled in, 155-car pileup. Did you see that thing?
Yes.
Holy Christ. And unbelievable.
Dozens of the cars burned.
Oh, yeah. Tankers catching on fire and all kinds of stuff. 7 people died in that thing. Also, L.A. hotels are hiring homeless migrants from Skid Row to replace striking workers. So that's
a wonderful thing.
That's going to work out. And then SAG after the studios resume talks after 103 days.
They're going to get migrants to replace the actors, too.
Yes. So Alex Michelson calling from China should be cool. Then we got the Breeders' Cup. We've got tickets to give away. Man, we got a lot going on.
All right.
Good show. Going on.
Mark, you doing anything on the show?
I'm just hanging out. I ride the wave. That's all I do.
All right. That's right. Then we're going to a very expensive restaurant.
Yes, so we are later. We've got a date.
Oh, limo ride.
He brings it all home. Come on.
Here it is.
Usually it's a drive-through. So
Ken sticks the landing.
All right. Conway Thompson next.
Yeah.
Crozier's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to The John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people, and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. and everybody. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.